Today's the 26th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. So it's a welcome to everyone who has found the Daily Audio Bible today. And you're like, well, let me check this out. This might be something to do for next year. You've caught me on a funny day. So I have been charging so hard. I woke up this morning, didn't get enough sleep. You know, the holidays are intense, and it was really intense as it was. And so I have felt like out of sorts all day. So I've waited until now to dig in to the word, just to try to kind of clear the cobwebs. But it was going through email, and it's on those days where you're like, wow, this is so overwhelming that God just drops these things that are encouragements to keep going on. So I got an email from Chris in Tulsa, and Jill and I had been in Tulsa a couple of months ago to speak, and she said, Pastor Chris made the announcement that the 2011 sermons are going to be based on the Daily Audio Bible next year. I never imagined all this would happen. Of course, I didn't either. It's just those little things that are like, oh, that is so encouraging. And so fulfilling to go through the Bible in a year as a church community. Wow, that'll be incredible to see what Jesus does in Tulsa in this coming year. So well done everyone there going through the Bible together. You are encouraged. Stick to it every day and watch what will happen in your life, in your church community, and in your community at large. It'll be incredible. And that is sort of the story of the Daily Audio Bible. Not that I change things, because I don't. I'm just a guy, truly. As you can probably already tell. The Bible changes everything, though. Nothing's the same after a year in the Bible. And we'll talk more about that as we go. But for now, let's dive in. We're in the last week of the year. The last week of 2010, and it's in the books for all of history. Only to be reflected upon, but never to be visited again. So let's make it a week that counts. Let's finish strong so that we begin next year strong. Rather than having to create a ton of lists of things that we aim to do, which is fine. Let's not make the Word of God one of those things, though. Let's finish strong and start strong. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 1 through 17. A prophecy. The word of the Lord is against the land of Hadrach, and will come to rest on Damascus. For the eyes of all people in all tribes of Israel are on the Lord, and on Hamath too, which borders on it, and on Tyre and Sidon, though they are very skillful. Tyre has built herself a stronghold. She has heaped up silver like dust and gold like the dirt of the streets. But the Lord will take away her possessions and destroy her power on the sea, and she will be consumed by fire. Ashkelon will see it in fear. Gaza will writhe in agony, and Ekron too, for her hope will wither. Gaza will lose her king, and Ashkelon will be deserted. A mongrel people will occupy Ashdod. That will put an end to the pride of the Philistines. I will take the blood from their mouths, the forbidden food from between their teeth. Those who are left will belong to our God and become a clan in Judah. And Ekron will be like the Jebusites. But I will encamp at my temple to guard it against marauding forces. Never again will an oppressor overrun my people, for now I am keeping watch. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the war horses from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoners from the waterless pits. Return to your fortress, you prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow, and fill it with Ephraim. I will rouse your son, Zion, against your sons, Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The sovereign Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south. And the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome with sling stones. They will drink and roar as with wine. They will be full like a bowl used for sprinkling the corners of the altar. The Lord their God will save his people on that day, as a shepherd saves his flock. They will sparkle in his land like jewels in a crown. How attractive and beautiful they will be. Grain will make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. Revelation 17, 1 through 18. One of the seven angels, who had the seven bowls, came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute, who sits by many waters. With her the kings of the earth committed adultery, and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the wine of her adulteries." Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and ten horns. The woman was dressed in purple and scarlet and was glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls. She held a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adulteries. The name written on her forehead was a mystery: Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and of the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, the blood of those who bore testimony to Jesus. When I saw her, I was greatly astonished. Then the angel said to me, "Why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she rides, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and yet will come up out of the abyss and go to its destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because it once was, now is not, and yet will come." This calls for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is. The other has not yet come. But when he does come, he must remain only for a little while. The beast who once was and now is not is an eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. And the angel said to me, "The waters you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the ten horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to hand over to the beast their royal authority, until until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. Psalm 145, 1 through 21. A psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. And I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall, and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand, and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. Proverbs 30:32. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth. Jesus, once again, we thank you for coming for us in this season where we have celebrated and contemplated your arrival, and now we have fully celebrated that you have come and nothing will ever be the same. We exalt you, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you for all that you have done for us. You are worthy of all praise. You are beautiful beyond description. You are the Lord of heaven's armies. You are the hero of the story of our lives. You are our friend. You are near and intimate and vast and timeless at the same time. And we can't understand those mysteries. They are too wonderful for us. But we place our trust fully in them, knowing that you are God and there is no other. And so we commit ourselves to this last week. We've rounded the final corner. The end is near. We see it. We will cross over this time threshold into a new year. And although you are a timeless God, and though those things don't bind you, they are mile markers in our own lives. And so we lay up memories, we lay up experiences, lay the things that you have done in our lives through your word this year all before you and reflect upon them. And we see that you have been faithful and nothing short of miraculous in our lives. And we think back to a year ago now, things were much different. You have changed us from the inside out. this is only the beginning. So come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth, we pray. Lead us deeper into Jesus today, we ask in Christ's holy name. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And so it's true, we're rounding the corner. And so for the rest of the year, I'll work on the things that remain to be kind of pounded home. We've created this video resource. And this is the time. This is the day, actually. And there's one more Sunday that we're asking everyone to really get this video that explains what the Daily Audio Bible is in just a little bit over 2 minutes. Into the hands of those that give announcements at your church. Get it into the hands of all of your friends. Proliferate it throughout your sphere of influence. Using whatever it is that you communicate with, whether that's Facebook or some other kind of social networking system, or whether that's just through email or whatever, pass the word. The community is about to do this changeover, which is just a really interesting dynamic to sort of behold. Especially those of us who have been here for years. It's interesting to see all the new faces. All the new people who have desired for so long to go through the Bible and haven't been able to get there. And are thinking maybe this just might work. And it will. You will get there. And you will never be the same again because of it. I think that's a fair thing to say. Might sound a little audacious, but it's not. You'll see. And like I said at the beginning, it's not me. It won't have anything to do with me. I just happen to be here with the mic reading. We're just friends going through the Bible together. But the Bible changes everything. So come get involved in any way that you can and in any way that you will. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here in these final days of the year, you can do that at the website. There's a link right on the homepage. Or if it's your preference, the mailing address for Daily Audio Bible is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number you can call. All right. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
I have two of my friends are on the verge of losing their houses. One is unemployed right now, and she's been able to keep her home up until now, but is afraid she may lose it. And the other works where I work. She has been threatened with foreclosure on her house and is under a lot of stress over that, and a great deal of stress at work, so that she talks about wanting to die, and it really scares me sometimes. I have a job where I'm on my feet all the 8 hours that I have to work. I have tendonitis in my left foot and a bad knee of my right leg, so I have trouble walking sometimes, and I'm afraid that I might lose my job. I have money problems right now, so I can't afford to go to a doctor for a couple months now. And due to other complications, I haven't been able to connect to the web for a while and have been missing Daily Audio Bible and some of my other Bible studies that I've listened to. I'm hoping that I'll be able to resolve that problem soon. But I hope that people listen to Daily Audio Bible will be able to pray for us, and to resolve these problems will resolve themselves soon. Thank you so much, Brian, for all that you do and for giving us this opportunity to be able to have people pray for us. Thank you. My name is Ella. I live in Central Florida. Thank you. Bye.
This is Irma. I called yesterday with a prayer request. Today is December the 7th. I just wanted to share how quickly God has answered my prayer. Not that it's over, but I'm amazed. No sooner than I was finishing up my prayer request in tears, my husband pulled up. We talked over 2 hours, and amazingly, the reading for today in Hosea 6 spoke about God tearing us apart to mend us, to fix us, to take care of us. Basically, I had to share that verse with him, and it was the best analogy for our talk yesterday in our lives, period. I just wanted to make that comment that I am just in awe at how God deals with all of us, and suggest to everyone to keep the faith and to believe that the lessons that we're learning in our lives, though they may be hard, are for a very good reason. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I feel finally, after years of not feeling this, a tinge of excitement that our lives together here now will be different. And I want to believe that God is going to continue to work on me, and I pray, ask you to pray for my husband, that he will also want to get into the Word more. He doesn't at this point, but he will listen to what I share. Please pray that he will pick up the Word and walk with the Lord as his friend, as I have been learning to do the same. His name is Speedy, as in quick. His real name is Donald, but Speedy is his name, and I just would appreciate prayer for him, please. And in Jesus' name I pray, and I thank DAB for what you're doing for me. I thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you all.